Okay, so we're holding Siman Shin Gimel, Sefer Gimel. The Seitzib Minol Hakaruah on the Malva. Nimchach Lo Va'Asel Asuyeh. So you have this shoe, and the top part is torn. So it's obvious to people that there's something wrong with it. So we're afraid that people will find it funny. So he'll take it off because he doesn't want to be embarrassed, and then he'll carry it. Well, maybe it's not a new shoe. Maybe it won't be the right size. Unless you test it out before Shabbos, that it's the right size. It's by a woman. The man doesn't mind if the shoe is not exactly the right size. And he also doesn't mind if the shoe is torn. When it comes to other types of clothing, we don't have to test them beforehand. Even by a woman, we're not going to be embarrassed. So, Sukkot Lamed Beis. She's going to take off the shoe and carry it. She might come to carry it. Even if you just work for a short period of time before Shabbos, that's good enough. So the person saying nowadays, we when they go to the shoe store, they measure people's shoe feet. That's good enough also. Going back in both cases, he's not embarrassed by the fact that his shoe was torn, and he doesn't mind that the shoe was not the right size. So even if the garment is too big or something, they're not going to take it off. So since they're not going to take it off, there's no gezeira, nothing to worry about. Yudal Yud says bechutei seir, pein shem asui misara misar chaverta. She would take hair and. Sort of like enhance the hair which is there. So it's a few pieces of strands of hair here and there. So that's mutter. Whether it's her own hair, whether it's the hair of somebody else, but the colors has to fit to the person. A elderly woman wearing a light, full colored hair is going to look strange. She would attach them onto her head. This is not referring to a wig. Which there they would have a problem going out. We'll see more about that. So that goes into the sugya of tachshit, but this is just a few strands of hair. It doesn't have that significance. We don't argue that the fact that it's from Behema, the woman will find that repulsive and eventually take it off and carry it. If an older woman is going to wear younger looking hair or vice versa, people will laugh. Okay. Fine. So that's basically the dinim of tachshit. And now it's going to move to other things which are not really a tachshit. But we already had something to term tachshit right before the shoes, etc. Okay, Yerzeis Bekesher Sheoisin Refuas Kituv Ayin Harash Lo Yishlit. So they would put some type of a skula. Against an ayin hara, so you're allowed to wear that, and it's considered like we had before. It's a mumcha type of a thing. This type of a container, this kesher that they would make, and it's functioning to protect the person. So it's considered a kameya. The person has a problem, say, with wax, and they need to put some type of soft pieces of cloth in the ear canal to absorb the wax. So that's mutter. Umarsha besandolo, a kosher besandolo. If a person needs some type of an orthotic, some type of something insert into the sandal, as long as it's by a sandal which is open, it has to be attached. But if it's a regular shoe, so it's not going anywhere, it's not going to fall off. But whereas an open sandal, unless it's attached, it might fall off, and you're going to pick up and carry it. She can go out wearing this moich, which she to absorb the dam. Now the Rambam says, "Shaloi yipol dam aleha v'yitzarenu." She's worried about the discomfort of the dam dripping out. If she's worried about just protecting her clothing, shouldn't look dirty, so that's, it's there not to protect her body, but to protect her clothing, that's a problem. But if it's there to protect her body, so that's mutter. Feel in her kosher, even if it's not tied on, shekiv and shehumos, lo chashin and dilma shakalev, it would fall off. She's not going to pick it up and carry it, because it's meis. This, even if it has like some type of a handle, so she says, well, it's not me, if she can pick up the handle, she's still not going to do it. Fine. She can go up a pill pail with gargar merach, with cold voice, and she eats in the sechpia. They put a barley corn or a salt crystal or something of that sort into her mouth to take away the bad smell of the mouth, or it helps. She has a pain in her tooth, so she's allowed to go out with these things in her mouth. So these things have to be put into the mouth before Shabbos. If they fall out on Shabbos, you can't put them back in, because this is a problem of refuah. So it's not a problem of hutzah, it's a problem of refuah. But what they shakayim shakershim b'mashicha sabi b'shakeha, abishen b'mashicha k'shur b'hem. She would have like a sack. They would tie the top of the sack onto straps hanging down from a belt, or some type of a garter. So we're not, even though the straps are not attached, so then the socks might slip down, we're not worried about that. She can go out wearing a bracelet which you put on her arm or around her leg. It has to be tight enough that it's not going to fall off. So the shoik, she's not going to uncover her shoik to show it to people, but there's one in this rush, she might take off to slide it down and take it off to show people, and then she might come to carry it, so that's going to be a problem. Okay. Sok the Mishabura, Sukhatan Lamates. Refuas Kituf Ayin Hara. So she's taking this kesher to ward off the ayin hara. Near the mishum zmanim, how you said barak refuah, avik kamei mumcha. That was a standard thing that they used. They knew that it worked. Never has dinner kamei mumcha. V'shach was at sholav b'machbi. Shein adar b'shonoi. So it works. So it's considered. It's protecting the body in some way. So it's considered a malbush or a takshit. But there's no gezeira that you might show it because it doesn't look nice. Kosher behudik, it has to be on tight. Because we're afraid it's not on tight, it might fall off, and the person will pick it up and carry it. She has the mark who also leblayat lecha shel tzayas oizen. It will absorb the liquid which is developing in the ear canal. Mershem is sandala membeis latanug. It makes the more comfortable. It's a soft, like a soft material. Hada be'inan kasher mishum dima nafu asal seir. We're afraid that it might fall off, so she put it back. So carry it. Fall out, she'll carry it. Mashenkim merchlin nidosa, feel like milipol ish tokalte klal mishum demois. But in the case of merchlin nidosa, she's not going to pick it up if it falls. But over here, if the shoe is closed, we're not afraid of it falling out. If the shoe was open, it's a sandal, so we are afraid it's going to fall out. It's only mutter if it's tied on. A kosher b'sandala, mashal meloshan shachar, the b'zeh lo b'inan mehudak, can kosher b'tus sefer Shabbos. As long as it's tied on, even if it's not necessarily tight, it's not going to fall out. Okay. But if the shoe is closed and mikoltzad on all sides, so then we're not worried about it. Lafuke pantinsh, which is like a slipper, which doesn't have a back. Shalanu. So yesh chashasha be'en a kosher dimon nofav asul esiyah. So if a person would wear those type of slippers out with this insert in it, the insert might fall out unless the insert is tied on. Okay, so unless the insert is tied on to the slipper. It was an open-backed slipper, so it's very easily whatever is just placed under the foot might slip out, and then a person might pick it up and carry it.
Lemony.
She can wear the merkel when he does so, but the Ramah added it's because the dam shouldn't fall on her body and make her uncomfortable. If her goal is to protect the garment from getting dirty, something which is being worn just to protect a baggage is not mutter. Now, something which is worn to protect the person and also protects the baggage, even though right now I'm wearing it to protect the baggage, is mutter, because that's him, it's a malbush of the person. So my raincoat is protecting me, but it's a heavy rain. If it's a light rain, I don't necessarily need it, but I want to protect my jacket. So that's mutter, because it's made to protect the body of the person. But the moich is, it's not, you don't keep it from time to time. Each one is, so she's either putting it in to protect her garments, she's putting it in to protect her body, depending on the situation. Okay, so we're not afraid she's going to pick it up and carry it because it's meis, even if it has a handle. So therefore, it's more. She doesn't have to touch the blood, but still, she's not going to do it. Basically, there's this handle to the attached to this moich. So she can hold the moich with this handle without having to touch the actual moich itself, and not get her hands dirty. Even so, it's still Mia's idea of carrying it around. So she's not going to pick it up. Okay? Now, this is the work for Anita. Woman is Anita. Okay, now, it said you can take the pilpil, person can walk out with the barley corn in their mouth or the salt crystal. Pilpil of Bagargar Melech, Mem Zayin. So the Mor says the pilpul helps counteract the bad breath, and the salt helps deal with a toothache. Okay. Okay. But Ovad, you can't put it on Shabbos. That's a refuah issue. Memches. It's only going back on the last case. The case, the things that she's putting in her mouth. But the cases of moich, etc., those are mutter. The shoma filo chadchila mutter the b'shabbos. The person can put those in the chadchila on Shabbos and walk out with them on. Whereas the case of the moich and the sandal, the moich and the nido, the moich and the oizen, those can be done either a Shabbos, even on Shabbos. But these two cases, the case of the pilpel and the melech in the mouth, the gargar melech in the mouth, those are also do on Shabbos the chadchila, because it's for refuah purposes. And even if it falls out, you can't put it back in. But that's kama chredim. The huadin the mutter litein tevin chadchila b'Shabbos b'minolim shalonos asum b'kolzad b'chol hakvazayim be'ais You can put, if you need, it doesn't fit, you want to put some straw in to make it fit, so you can do that too. But it would be appropriate to be machmer on that point. You have to assume that the tavern is good. I don't remember the machlokes over here. It's a bach and a mug and a rum. I'm not sure what happened. If the same, it's in my case, it's something which is designated for a person's use. So otherwise, it's muksa. Okay? But you can't put in the chachil and Shabbos. Shlatit name mimtes. The chol refuah goes in shkikas samamonim. Any type of refuah, there's a gzera because of shkikas samamonim. The person might come to grind herbs. So one reason why you have to put it in on before Shabbos. Inami mishum the mexikilo my remes lohetzi. Hashayin came b'moy chanel muchem also the shichelo lekach bo mischazi kamar remes lohetzi. The moich is obviously people that it's there to protect the body in some way, help the body in some way. Whereas this case over here, it's not as obvious that the people would do it for that purpose. So it looks like she's just finding a way to carry it out by putting it in her mouth. So it looks like she's trying to do chutzah.
What?
The pilpel and the gargamer melach. Now, furthermore, imlof
olah
sachs.
Melach, salt.
Yeah, salt crystal. Imlof olah sachs. If they fall out, she can't put them back in. It looks like she's trying to carry it out. If you can't put a chachila, you can't put it back either, because it looks like putting it. So it goes into the gzera of refuah. If we'll see later on, discuss about a bandage. So, in certain cases, you're not able to put a bandage, unless the person left with a mishkab, so, and the bandage is just there to protect, but it's there to heal, so it's also because of shechichas hamamonim. So if it falls off, so you can't put it on the chalchila, but you put it on before Shabbos, it's banded, and on Shabbos it comes off. So over there we say, if it fell off to the ground, you can't put it back on. If it fell off, not onto the ground, onto, say, a table, some of that, then you can put it back on. So we see that since the refuah process started before Shabbos, just returning it to that state, sometimes it's mutter as well. Who would it over here? Sometimes it's mutter. Okay, so we're saying over here, in the case of that, if the gargar melach fell out, if it didn't fall to the ground, it just fell onto the table, you can put it back in. If the problem is refuah, you can put it back in. If the problem is because it's mechsi like a maremis, so then there's no difference. Okay, then we said that but the shakayim, this like type of leggings, which they've attached to a mashicha, to a strap, which was a filo imashik who never know. Even though the strap is pretty, the gam can lab b'chal takshat who the name of the shabbat machyo who tzarich malbush chavis yad shel begadomi. It's part of the garment. Also, the woman won't take it off because then it's what's holding up the sack. It's attached to Mashiach. It's either a cord or a strap. So Nicha Masha Sim or like Shin Shem Yishtal Shalu, Mashiach Ritzua Koi, Chemoch Bismak. We're not afraid that the Mashiach and the Ritzua will drop down, and therefore the Bet HaShokayim won't stay up. Okay.
What Shokayim?
I'm not sure what he's saying. Okay. Now, we said that she can go out with this Atzadah. Shemanichim is royal. I read Lachad the Mara Shemanichim hat gal besoro. Well, like turn it to the mala. It's so much she's wearing it on her body and not on over the garments. Okay, mutter. Well, she didn't the tishlef of sachavi. Not afraid she's going to pull it off and show it. But Yiskal is royal because that would mean she'd have to uncover her arm, but she wouldn't do that. That's why she can wear this on her leg, because she wouldn't cover the leg. So by the shoik, obviously the only way she can get the access is by lifting up, so she's not going to do that in public. Whereas the case of the Zroya, you can sort of shake it down, even though it's on tight, you sort of like you push it down under the garment and eventually take it off. So this is mutter if it's tzavuka but the baser but like tisham, it has to be on tightly that it won't move out of place. Because if it's loose, so we have the gzera not to take it off the shul, but the gzera that it might fall off. Okay. But she wants to, like, say, take it off from Rishus Rabim and rearrange it. So where she's allowed to do that. I mean, not say, well, she's going to do that, and she might end up carrying. So what does that mean? So she has the belt. She wants to untie the belt. Things which is normal to remove. Chazal said you can't wear them because she might take them off. The Shema Kishitisirena Achakap, which is Ram and Tishkak, Shehu Shabbos, Oslosvi. She'll forget that it's Shabbos and carry it. Avadorim Shemutaris Lotzis Behen, me basin, Mishum Shemu Yechel Regila the Sirin. The reason why these things are mutter is because people don't normally take them off. Either because they don't fall off, you don't take it off the show, you're not worried about people laughing at you, so you're not going to take it off. I mean, the Heter is Medafka, people don't take it off. So Mutaris Likshala Hatter, Shem Sarabim, so she can undo it and redo it. If she remembers Shabbos, so she's not going to carry it. She's not going to walk. So what are you accomplishing? You're saying, okay, you're not allowed to untie it. So you remember Shabbos enough to remember that you can't untie it. But you forget that it's Shabbos, you end up carrying it. No, that's not Mistabri. See, in the case you forgot Shabbos, at least the Tekana doesn't address that case. Or person remembered Shabbos and they won't move. They'll untie it. It's standing still. So on a shach, there's no need to be machmer, and that she can't go out and can't untie these things. Rishus Rabban. The person should not put the key in his pocket. He should hold it in his hand. He shouldn't put it in his pocket, in his belt. Because he'll forget that the belt is there. He many times walks out with the belt in his, the key in his belt. He'll forget that the key is in the belt. And he'll walk out and carry it. So the only solution is the person has to hold it in their hand the whole time, and that's something which a person doesn't forget. Okay. Mishra Nunvav, Bechatzar Abayis. I feel Bechatzar HaMurevis, even though it's a total place you're allowed to carry. It's in the Chatzar, which is Murevis, and so you're allowed to do that. Also still, B'dayezu, he day a hashniya b'sivir ches b'samuch tefillah he the kol she also lots his boy there are malbush because the rabbim also lately I feel about rise of chutzim or rebbes wherever the chazal asked and the rabbim they asked in these places as well zera you might if you carry there you might end up carrying a chutzim rabbim so the only way it's mutter is b'yadai keen b'yadai person has to hold on to the key. Person not going to make a mistake. If he has the key in his hand, he'll remember that he has the key in his hand, and he won't walk out through Shazarab. He'll stay within the chotzer, which is mutter to carry. Because if you argue that not like this, it means you would not move anything on Shabbos, can't touch anything because you might pick it up and walk outside by mistake. We don't say that. But something which is avol, but what we're afraid of is that the person will carry it out. Derech malbush, it's the key being inserted into his belt. So then over there, once you have it there, you forget about it, and you walk outside. And you can't carry it from place to place without realizing it. So that's the opinion we're going to see. Sibichas is long. There'll be multiple shittas over there, but one shittah says that whatever is also Shasarabim, they were not matter in the chutz or even in the bias, because a person will forget once they have it, and the person will forget, and then end up taking out inadvertently to Shasarabim. Okay. Sif Yud Ches. Sif Yud Ches is long, and this is a very important sif. This is really the sif which explains why we seem to be mekel on many of these things, which the halacha seems to be saying is a problem. Okay. Now, take a look over here. Before we do the sif, let's see. There's a bir halacha, which is a helpful introduction to the sif. Okay. So the Bir Locha is on page 182, three lines on the bottom of the Bir Locha. So Kol Sha'asu, Birei Tamei Chiluke Hadeyas Piksora, explaining the logic behind the different opinions. Very clear in the Mishnah that Tachshit and Chazal Asr, they didn't ask only in the Rishas Rabim, they asked that even in a Chotzer, which is even a Chotzer Murebis, you can't, because you might end up going to Rishas Rabim. But Chazal said that we can't leave a woman with no options at all for anything for her to wear for an adornment. That's not going to be that fair to her either. So they were mad to chutz mikavul who pay anachris to the materas v'chatzar k'neishol tiskan al. So we were mad to this kavul, which is like this crown across the forehead, and we were mad to pay anachris. So those are mutter b'chatzar. Now she's rabbin b'chatzar. Now, it's all Rabbanans, because we're talking about things which, if they're wearing them, they're Batsim Tachshitin. So they're Mutzah to wear Midaraisa. Mutzah to wear Midaraisa. The problem is that we're afraid the person will take it off, or they will fall off, or they will take it off because of Chatzitza, by cases of Tila, or because they'll be embarrassed, they'll take it off. Whatever the situation is, they'll carry Dalai Lama. And then they ask her, not only Rishas Rabbin, they ask her even before that, because it's very common, once you have it, to go out with it. Beyond where you should. But Chazal said, we can't leave the woman without any options, so we're out to these two things. Now, on that, that's a Mishnah. Rabbi Noni Bar Sosin, Mishmeder Rishmo Bar Yossi Polig, comes along in the name of Rishmo Bar Yossi, who's a Tana, and he argues, Sirle, the Kula Mutar Bechotzer Kikavu, all Tachshitim are Mutar Bechotzer, they only Asher Tachshitim or Shasarab. Okay, now, who are you passing like? Passing Rabbi Boyd Harbor Rishon and Kurab, the Sirle, the Tana the Masnisin. So he passed him like Rav, like Rav holds it to the Tana of the Mishnah, that the Tana of the Mishnah says, we asked everything, even in a Chotzer, except for these two exceptions, the Kabul and Peyanochers. Okay, that's the Rama. But, in this Pesach of the Tana, we said you can't, Shiram is Osir, even a Chotzer is Osir. So what do you mean by Chotzer? Do you mean a Chotzer Murebis or a Chotzer Shein Murebis? Now, the Rambam, Siyat, Seir, Lehud, Daf, Chotzer Shein Murebis, So the chotzim merevis or abayis, you can wear these things. To go to chotzim shenim merevis, even mitrais is a tachshit. And chotzim merevis is the rabbanon. And the gzeira by the rabbanon, because maybe she might take it off and show it. And if she does, it's only the rabbanon. They wouldn't answer it, but they answered it because of shesar rabbi. So that's the first opinion, which we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, that Bekitzer, Babayis, it's Mutter, Chatzim Rebbe says Mutter, Chatzim in Rebbe says Osir, and Shizurab is Osir. Okay, that is the first opinion. But that's Ramban Rasiyata, however, within this sheet that we're passing in like Rav, the feel of a chotzim merevis also ruhudim abayis. That's the first yeshayim, which is the second opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the first yeshayim. It says no, that they answer not only they answer in rishus rabim, not only do they answer in chotzim shenim merevis, they answer even in chotzim merevis, which you might not do tiltot, but this not because you might end up carrying through rishus rabim. And bias as well. So it's also the asher because very very easily the person will end up, if it's allowing in the bias, the person forgets that it's on them, they walk outside and we got a problem. Okay, but that's the Tosfos Halacha Rabbi Hanani Bar Sosson. So the third opinion says, one second, let's get this straight. You're passing the wrong Tana. The Tana comments, the Tana of the Mishnah says that that even in a chotzer, whatever the chotzer is, a chotzer, whatever it's called, whatever it's between you say, they allowed a limited amount, and everything else is also in a chotzer. And who did in the bias? So the third person says, no, they didn't ask for anything. And Rabbi Nosson says, in Ibrahim Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, that everything's mutter b'chotzer b'kabul. That's the third opinion, the second Yeshamrim in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's make an attempt to at least read the Sif. We'll leave the Mishaburas, I guess, for Monday. Okay, so we have three opinions. The first opinion, Sif Yechaz, Kol Shosach, Chachamim Lotzei, Spel Lushas Rabim. Also, let's is by the chotzer shenim merevis. So we're going like the time of the Mishnah that they also the chotzer as well. But this is the sheet of the Rambam that it's not also in chotzer merevis or bayis. It's only also in chotzer shenim merevis. Chutz mikabel paranokris because that were mekel leaning that she has two items she could wear. The hainu klias sar shekala b'sef sa'aro would be like a thing that she would sort of weave into her hair. So it looks like she has more hair. Fine. B'yesharim, that's the first opinion. Second opinion says no. Kol she also lots his boy. Anything which else for shosaram. Fill his kasha, but b'bayi is also. Kol she can lots his boy l'chotzer merevis. Chutz v'kabel l'peir nachris. So this leniency of kabel l'peir nachris was we ask for everything even in the bayis, with the exception of these two things. Second, that's the first yesharim. Then Yisharim has a third opinion. Shekol mutter losses by the chotish afil enim merevis. Mitarais to the sitachshi. All these things are mutter. It's only the rabbanon. They didn't answer in a chotish enim merevis. They only answered in mishas rabbi. Okay. So that's the three opinions. Women wear tashitim. So now, according to the first two opinions. According to that, it's only mutter in the chotzer. First opinion is mutter chotzer merevis or abayis. Second opinion is not also it's not mutter even in abayis. Third opinion says it's mutter as long as it's not rishus rab. So our women don't even differentiate that at all. So look, they're much closer to the third opinion because they're being mutter. But why are they going out even to rishus rab beyond the chotzer? Okay. V'yeshamru the medina asuras. So some argue that that's what women do, but they're wrong. Also, kimishal yishmu mutam shiur shagas all the human zidus. That we just leave it because they're not going to listen, so it's not worth making them into mizidim. V'yeshalim do aleihem schus loymer. So some argue no. Shein noigas kein al pi sura chrona shikas hafti. They're going with the third opinion that to makam the rabbanon. The whole thing is gzeira. They didn't make the gzeira in makam, which is makam on the rabbanon. But they add the hash to the last law Rishus Rab and Gomer. We don't meet the criteria of Rishus Rab anymore. So how will they call Rishus Rab Mishalom and Carmelis? We didn't have Chatzah Shenem Rebis. So we're going to deal with the Carmelis like Chatzah Shenem Rebis, and we're going to argue nowadays that all we have is Carmelis because we don't have a real Rishus Rab and Gomer because we don't have people. Okay, so that's how to explain why people are Mekel. The women are mekel because there's no Rishus Rab anymore. Hagav, Yeshurim, the Oid Tam Lahat, and some say a different argument. The Akshav Shkichi, Tachshitin, Meyotzim, Behan Apacho, Velechlemech, Hashtim, Shalfil, Umachvi, Kamei, Bimeyam, Shlohoy, Regilim, Lotzis, Behan Rak, Beshab, Shlohoy, Havi Shkichi. That the Gzeira that they might show is not relevant in our society because we have a multitude of Tachshitin which they wear all the time. So there's no need to take off and show. So anything which is also because you might take off and show doesn't apply nowadays. That's the second argument. Miu tabash yesh al chaysim leisha shenu al chaysim leish. Cases where we said it's a chiyuv katas, for example, a signet ring for a woman or a ring without a signet for a man. The tnan be chiyuv katas. So over there, after karmelis is asur afilu didan. That's also in the karmelis. Which is a rab, and we're there. That's not the gzeira. You might do something. In itself, is problematic. So you can't let you do it over here. You might go there. Who did the chol? My ditzmer bechiyav chatas. Anyone who's a chiyav chatas, you have the same problem. Then you can't wear it even in a chotzer. Nowadays, when men do wear plain unadorned rings, raise lehem ketachshit mishori. So there's no signet anymore, but still mutzer. The fees are after the kibbutz should not go after, but not shemotzes with the bashi yeshal chosim. So vice versa. So women wear a signet nowadays. Rehu lehen kistachem b'shori. Come welcome sarachli. The hazar the noshim shall they tzitena ela b'machtim shem tzrichus lahamid kishurayim b'lo yoyser. Only enough pins. They shouldn't carry extra pins. Enough pins to hold her hairdo in place or her clothing in place. Rekibizet ein lehen tellus. Something which they have no reason, there's no benefit to have extra ones. So Yishmelon, they're going to listen to us. That we should point out to them. Okay, so you can see why this is a very important sieve. It really is a foundational for women's tachshitim nowadays, etc. Which I told you with Zachila, I found it fascinating that this sieve is like all the way at the end. Like I would have put this all the way back at the beginning. But, okay, I didn't write the book. Very good.